Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening on this Tuesday night. Took some time out on your Tuesday night to rock out with us. It means the world to have you on the line. And for anybody who wants to get on the mic, please feel free to hit us up at 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. And if you just want to rock out and listen, you can actually call in or just click on the link. You can listen via web. But we appreciate your continued support. We're banking on 8 years, 7.5 years. 7 years and counting, the 8 years this year. All right, so without further ado, I don't know about y'all, but time to rock out. Let's have a good time. So let's get it.
Turn it up. Then it is a DJ Malanda exclusive. DJ Malanda. Drop that record.
Yeah. Whenever I got no money, what? She is still my honey.
What?
There is no reason to be funny, cause I say it.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say, but you can say, girl. Keep on saying your thing. Yeah. And I don't care what you do, but you can do, girl. Keep on doing your thing. Yeah. And I don't care what you say, but you can say, girl. You have my head that spins. Yeah. And I don't see what you kiss, but you can kiss, girl. You have this other thing that
people keep on telling me that you're here to stay, yeah. Keep on telling them that you will go away. A right, two wrongs can't make no right. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with a good old fight, yeah.
When they think they top the queen, they start falling. Word to my ass shots, I'm so cheeky. Got them trying to bomb my ass.
dance like young Kiki. Yes, I'm ghetto, world to Geppetto. Plus, I'm Leto, where's my stiletto? Tell Mike Jordan, send me my retro. Used to be bright, but now I'm just hetero. Ain't talking medicine, but I made a morphine. Ever since I put the cookie on quarantine, he know this thing A1 like a felony. All he gotta do is say the word like a spelling bee.
It's the
Ill Nation. Been a couple weeks and everything's changed. Things change. January 28, I never forget. I got dropped from the label, but I left for respect. As the hairs elevate on my neck, I realize it's a journey, so it's on to the next. So, oh no, Will, check yourself, you better respect yourself. To all the work you put in, so don't wreck yourself. It's a cold world and it's dirty, so protect yourself. The stars align, the satellite TV direct yourself. The odd words, proverbs that erect my path. Get it? Man, sometimes you just gotta laugh. See, that's the insider. For the people who never been insider.
Insider.
A Bible.
Bible.
But who's the one to blame to get the answer? Look in the mirror and ask that person's name. Woo. The next few weeks was the hardest, I must admit.
Yo.
But not one time did I consider the word quit. I was rolling around in G, telling my peeps the news that still will keep rocking. But I was feeling the blues.
Yo.
Sip and Tarika said you got it, Briscoe.
Yo.
Young Trevi, Boy Floyd said you got it, AB said you got it, Vaughn said you got it, Church said you got it, Raymond and Jamar said you got it, Crystal said you got it, Mia said you got it, Bree said you got it, Londa said you got it, Mom said I got it, and my fam said I got it, so I
got it.
Safe to say I got all the help. Everybody believed in me, but I didn't know myself. I didn't think I deserved all the praise, but I started seeing clearer ever since I got saved. And I realized that it won't happen right now, but my path was already clean for my lifestyle. But praises go up, then the blessings is coming right down, cause ever since the cycle, people saying that I'm nice now. But I'm just being me, staying in my lane, spitting like a veteran, but I'm a student to the game. I ain't stupid to the fame, never stupid to the rain. I realize that all the lessons come truly from the pain. I've been performing in churches, I'm getting better cheers. Already performed more than I did last year. Something about the stage, man, I feel so alive. I've been performing that illusion and it's such a cool vibe. Best live band kicking any beat I can ride, and I freestyle every single song out of sight. Y'all gotta make it to them, see I ain't the same dude. I'm turning to an MC and the feeling's pretty cool. I do it for the most high, do it for the culture. Do it for the people gone through lyrical torture. Do it for the sound, cause I would never distort you. My album is my baby and I would never abort you. I would have plenty, I'm sure I get it again. But right now, let me show you how I sing with this pen. I start a song and the energy the same as the end. I stay slow and stay calm, still claim it's the win. It's Ayo Nation, dream chaser, hashtag it. Mr. Future, Adidas sponsor. Yeah, I gotta grab it, I just gotta keep moving and stay in my lane. Like everybody said, you gotta keep doing your thing. I've been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Been started, but I'm far from the finish line. Heavy thoughts, I can't move a step until I clear my mind. Will.
As I sit back and I realize, and I think about how you had me mesmerized, coming around that corner whistling, "Don't worry, be happy." From that very moment when I looked into your eyes, as Monica said, I had love all over me. Some may think I'm weak for you. What they don't know is, I'm the one that's gonna ride for you. So as far as I can see, you are the soul that God put on this earth for me. Perfect? No, you're not. But no fool can ever take your spot. Ups and downs, through the good and the bad, your strength endures is what keeps me from being mad. No one really knows our story. Some claim to know where we come from. But what they don't know is that we have two hearts beating as one. So no matter what others say, who cares how they feel? As long as we know we are the real deal. We have that inconvenience love, meaning we have that get rough type love, that sometimes we need that tough kind of love. Computer love? No, it's real love. It's all sent from the man up above. My DMX I'm his EVE, like Sonny and Cher.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me, constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I've become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I drop my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
And you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
Ill Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had time to boast. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Lies, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking on rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man, man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more. 8 to 5, I'm a rap that stay alive. I'm a butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Yes,
don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal in it all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock, yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working, working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody
don't
gonna
bother
give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feel me? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
I won't be around much longer. My time ain't long around here. The sun rose this morning and the birds sang with me. Although the grass is green, the day is sweet.
Oh, dear.
up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round of the Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys don't have anything going on Saturday morning from about 10:10 until about 12 o'clock. The North Carolina Poetry Society will be having a Zoom event. They are featuring me as Kenton Poet Laureate and as a poet. And I'm also the founder and CEO of Illusions, which is a performance arts-based business. And that is, we're also going to be presenting some artists, which will be Sean Ingram, KP Santiago, Angel, Ill Will, Justin Fantastic Brothers, Alicia Cratch, and myself will all be featuring. And the theme of it, I actually named the theme Beauty and Chaos. So our poems will represent beauty and chaos. And I feel like in the midst what's going on now in this world, that will be my nugget for today, to find the beauty in the midst of the chaos, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of the different things that we're going through in life in general, because we're losing loved ones rapidly. Different things are happening in this world, and even down to socialization, being able to be around people and socialize is making it hard, but just finding the beauty in it any way that we can. You guys, I hope you guys just take some time out to find the beauty in the midst of the chaos. So that will be my nugget for today. As I learn, I grow, I try to pass it to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk that I won't be offended. I still love you the same. All right, you guys, I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening. I think I got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up, Burnett? How you doing? You doing good, Burnett? Is that you, Burnett, on the line? Two by two. All right. I don't know if she can hear me. All right. So we're going to keep right on rocking. Anybody else who would like to be a part of the show, please feel free to call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. All right. So with that being said, let's get it in, you guys.
I am a poem. Off the tongue of a chap-lift soothsayer with buck teeth chomping at the bit to tell you that ink spills like oil by the hand that put it there. Don't make your page an ocean and mine the congressman's daughter's trust fund when both pages are filled by the same crude inspiration. Don't paint my passion and impact as popular. It is purpose. It is a Roberta Flack vibrato, a Bob Dylan guitar riff, both soulful and socially relevant. You will not martyr your malcontent than Scottsboro 9 my significance, pushing people to consider someone else's words over mine, then lock me into a category I cannot escape from. There is wisdom. In collard green concertos, seasoned with fatback discernment, cured in the southern sun, I feel uncomfortable around you sometimes. Like a cherry orchard in the middle of a landfill, right with the realization of how bad this world can be, when natural selection is the process by which you think this art form will evolve, I am an origami slave ship. Ancestry force folded into this imperialistic impotence where it makes sense to screw with people's lives but never come to understand the extent of the damage caused. You will not exoticize my craftsmanship, can't you see? We are all broken Macy's Christmas bowls. Fractured fragments of foregone conclusion that every good thing comes to an end. I want to pour you a bowl of cereal. Fill it with milk like Elmer's glue so that I can restore the innocent adhesive you used to have. And I want them to be Cheerios, so that when that cereal touches your lips, those small puckers can kiss you comfortable in your own skin, so you do not battle the perception of what comes with mine. For too long you have been living loud in silence, never speaking to the heart of me dying to meet you. I have wished for something more, but it seems that these slam competitions have made us believe that it's okay to screw each other over, but I don't want to be infected with malice, believing there is something against me hidden inside of you like Trojan horses, so I pop condom wrappers like Oxycontin trying to cover up my disgust. I swallow my pride when the sun rises like morning after pills, so I don't birth any conflict, but I've had enough. I'm letting my pen fight. I have nicknamed it Emiliana Zapata because is it better to spit on your feet than live on your knees? I am a sycamore. With poems like strange fruit dangling from my tongue, a label around my neck like an albatross, I grow wiser. I grow stronger.
I am Lena Horne's raspy revolution. I am Josephine Baker's underappreciated brilliance. I am Lauryn Hill's misunderstood insanity. Dave Chappelle's radical refusal. I am Ginsberg's late night indulgences and Norman Rockwell's perfectly painted paradox. I am here. I am a poem, just like you.
Let's get all the way turned up.
Get all the way turned up.
It's DJ Malanda. He's going in.
I don't wait for you all my life. They made it love and they know pass me by. This can love me be tight. I'm a girl for the people I go open your gate. Just gotta let you come my life. I know if you let you run away this time. And I gotta let you know, say many things they bust up my mind, okay. Baby girl, you're the best for me. Sometimes she wake up and she dress for me. Oh, ain't nobody talk about you, but I claim God's plan is that destiny. Say baby girl, you be my destiny. Say the end of my life, baby girl, you're my company. Yeah, I'm in the zone, you're in the zone. Love is electric vibe. No one tests this electric vibe. Baby girl, I really wanna waste my time. Only good man there when you're calling him. Say bad man, will he live for you when you're calling him. Baby girl, no trolling, no. Say bad man, will it live on you when you're calling,
you're rocking to
every
the sound of DJ Malanda.
She know what I need to play, ay, ay. On a really rough day, ay, ay. I'm on the beat that they create, ay. She the biggest man, create, ay. She said my love and make her great, ay. They say she need me many days. Need me for the pain. I'm in the zone, you're in the zone. Love is electric, baby. No one says this electric vibe. Baby girl, I really wanna waste my time on you. Bad man there when you're calling him. Say bad man, will it live on you when you're calling him. Baby girl, no trolling him. Say bad man, will it live on you when you're calling him. What are your feet and be the ground for you? And the ground.
Drop that record.
Early mama on your phone, I they call, baby. 247, it be you, I they want, baby. While I know y'all are for you, baby. Try pack well and balance well for me. Baby, baby, you, oh, baby. Baby, baby. Baby, baby, you, oh, baby.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. See, like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand, this is the great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties and catastrophic demise. See, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I hate to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorical thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, which you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the soothes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming for thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is not sobriety test or AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent for great man scene, not public and violence, and not doing things of bad man society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight, and understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, it's great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm an optional. Options too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what He said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left, just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men, a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood. And Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself. I always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding. Riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun. But I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and great man's distortion and proportions. Rah!
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
Go crazy.
Okay.
They look like we crazy. Neighbors and we crazy. So up and we crazy. Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy. They look like we crazy. Neighbors and we crazy. So up and we crazy. You better act like you know. You better act like you know.
She the baddest, she beyond status. I was her wrist, now she got me living lavish. Death is off energy. Ooh. If I'm brainwashed, she be tatted in my memories. Ooh. Rose and Hennessy, ooh. Baby, she ain't for the streets. Mess around and own it. There's no opponent. Other thotties, now I'm wanting. She'll pull up with the Drago. Now you got a halo, dipping on you like you queso. You a hopper like a dado. Diamonds in the dark. We never owe each other, cause we do it from the heart. It's usually how love starts. Can't tell love apart. Even when we leave our mark, we the sharpest of the sharp. I love on top of the chart.
Love electricity flowing through me and you. That's why when we make it love, I know exactly what to do.
What we do?
We go crazy.
We go crazy.
pray.
Neighbors that we gave, us that we crave.
So what did we gave it out?
My worth to me is more than what you see, more than what it may mean to you, but it is everything to me. You see, the picture that I pose is not all MAC makeup and lip gloss. It is heart and soul and sweat and tears. My worth is priceless. Can't you see? I'm a child of the Most High. My eyes have shed his last tear. I've cried my last cry over you, and here's why. My father told me, my child, I will relieve you of all that ails you, what harms you, what pains you, and what means you no earthly good. But you have to do one thing for me. I said, what is that, father? He said, you have to let go and let me handle it. That's the thing, father. I can't do that. I don't know how to let go of what I love and what I cherish and what I long for. My father said, my child, what is meant will be. And if it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. So I asked, what is my worth to you? I penciled X's O in my notebook. Yes, boy, I hooked all over you. Although you're gone, I want to know, when can I see you again? God only knows my heart, so hopefully this is the right choice. I pray every night that he will show me the right sign, that will say that you will be mine. But again, I ask, do you know my worth? Only time will tell. When will I see you again?
Poured her heart out on stage, replaying images, a thought, emotion. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string, as if he were Pinocchio and she, Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box, the comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more, infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire, shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips, having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius, relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax, reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy, gathering the jigsaw pieces that embodied her, internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry.
Feel good, old, and it's joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9,
yeah, sure.
yeah. Off lace. This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time. We had to move to the side, let the cars pass by. They back in the street, we playing again. But it ain't official till somebody call time and into the evening. And my family is part of your grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hold through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gonna tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the fear, the birth, the death, the tears, the mouth, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good.
Come on.
Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, four play, Lafayette so yours, in the studio with my man, the right motion view, doing the right
all
thing,
all the VA,
and y'all never thought y'all be dancing to spoken word,
holding me down,
check,
13 of Nazareth,
in the building,
out.
Yeah, and I'm out, And I'm happy to be alive, happy that I survived, happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, Put your hands up in the sky, put your hands up in the sky. Swing them from the left to right, swing them.
Lost at sea, I'm a castle with no one to be seen. Abandoned, left alone in the agony of sorrow, like a prisoner locked down in chains. Spirit broken, hopeless. And if I try to leave, I'll have to cross the oceans and the seas to be free. It's worth it. Had to get away. I need to escape, 'cause being with you feel like I'm drowning underwater, suffocating in my own despair, gasping for air I can't breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become more and more breathless. Breathless. I'm caught by these emotions, it's taking a toll on me. Confusing reality with fantasy, I must have lost my mind. I know this ain't good for me, think I'm addicted to misery. And if I try to leave, eyes across the oceans and the seas to be free. It's worth it. I had to get away. I need to escape. Cause being with you feels like I'm drowning under water. Suffocating in my own despair. Gasping for air, I can't breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become more and more breathless. I must break free from these chains. It feels like a lot to lose, but I believe it's on again. I must begin this journey of finding, finding the broken pieces of me. Drowning underwater, suffocating in my own despair, gasping for air, I can't breathe. Oh, it's killing me to stay. If I don't go, I'll become more and more breathless. More and more
propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was harder to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels, perched on a branch with a single question: are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless, and he continued on in the soil of ignorance. Though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new, something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the black salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing moving inside my head? The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasins slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear, for the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the black salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen, the sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice, his body stretched, he grew arms and legs, his tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled, until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the black salamander. Or should I say the black salam man, D-E-R. The black peaceful man destroying evil with righteousness.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call it.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl China with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show so far. I'm actually about to be closing out shortly. And just want to tell you guys to mark in your calendar on Saturday from 10:10 to 12 o'clock. Please mark in your calendar on the 16th. It is a Zoom show. The theme of it is beauty and chaos. That's what hit me in my spirit. And that's the theme that we're actually going by when we spit, sing, rap, all the arts all together. We'll be keeping it clean and keeping it positive. And I hope you guys take the time out on your Saturday morning to just get refreshed with this, you know, these God-given talents that we'll be sharing with you guys by God on Saturday. And that will be with the North Carolina Poetry Society. It will be live on Facebook as well, so you'll be able to watch it. And also, you can actually check it out on Zoom. So feel free to click on that link. It's on my page. It's on all my pages, my Illusions Open Mic page, the Lyrical Cypher page, my China page, and also Corvette Roberts page. So I got 4 pages on Facebook. You can actually check those out, click on those links, and share those with your friends and your family. I'm so excited about everybody who's going to be on the lineup. We got Sean Ingram, KP Santiago, Angel H., Alicia Cratch, Ill Will, Justin Fantastic Brothers, and myself. And it is an honor to be featured for the North Carolina Poetry Society, and they asked me to bring some friends. So I brought some phenomenal artists. I hope you guys see them the same, you know, when you take time out to listen to their gifts that they'll be sharing with you while we share this beauty and chaos. And you know, guys, I usually give some type of nugget, whether it's a funny nugget, inspirational nugget, or whatever. I try to give you some type of nugget as I learn and I grow. I try to pass it on to you. If you can use it, use it. If you can't, talk it. I won't be offended. But I just try to pass on as I learn and I grow. And I wanted to utilize the theme that hit my spirit, which is beauty and chaos. Finding the beauty in chaos right now, because right now we're dealing with a pandemic. And in this pandemic right now, it's a chaotic feeling. It's creating anxiety, high blood pressure, stress, worry. You know, we're trying to be cautious, maybe a little bit too cautious, but trying to be as cautious as possible to take care of ourselves and our loved ones. And a lot of people losing loved ones too. So it's just been chaotic. And then so the socialization has died down with not being able to socialize like we used to, not to be able to have those interpersonal skills and spend time with your family and friends like we used to. And so in the midst of that, finding the beauty in it. Sometimes we might not be able to do the things that we're accustomed to doing, but find a new way to do it and find the beauty in it, you know, even with loving our family members and our friends and what have you. But just find a way to find the beauty in the midst of what we deem, whatever it is, chaos. So hope you guys continue to have a blessed night. I'm going to play the next round of Lyrical Cypher. I want to give a big shout out to Burnett. Thank you for listening. And for everybody who's listening via web, I can't see you, but I do appreciate all that you do. And for the love and support you guys have given me for 7 years and counting. And we have over 100,000 listeners in all over the world. I'm going to give a big shout out to 242 Bahamas. You guys have been rocking with us for, I want to say, about 6 years and a half. I want to give a big shout out to Paris, London, that whole crew. You guys have been rocking out with me since 2010. We are banking on 11 years. You guys have been rocking with me. Australia, we got Chile in the building. We got Nigerian. We got about 81% of the United States listening to the show. So thank you so much. So 80% listeners in different states, not 80% of the United States, but 80% as far as somebody listening in each state. So I appreciate the love and support that you guys have given us all over the world. I can't see you, but you know I'm always going to give you your flowers and pay you your homage right here, right now. Can't see you, but I do appreciate you, and I love you all. If no one believes in you, believe me. I want you to believe in you first. You got somebody else pushing for you, too. First and foremost, your higher power, and I believe in you, too. So keep doing it, even if people tell you you can't do it. Follow your dreams, and you're never too old to dream. So with that being said, one more round, and we're going to get on out of here. Let's get it.
So this how we vibing tonight, huh? Okay. I could dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there. Right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure. Your silhouette.
Yeah.
Simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
How do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts. Saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions. Begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly.
Yeah.
Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that, baby.
Oscar Wilde said that nothing is so beautiful that under certain conditions it won't appear ugly. And I found that to be prophetic, and I offer it to you now. As I ask you to consider what might seem to be a far-fetched idea, I've studied the etymology and I'm starting to see inconsistencies, and I'm wondering if the standard was created to maintain a false sense of identity. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? Hold on, pretty people. Just bear with me for a moment. The word manufacture used to mean made by hands before the barons of industry made it synonymous with mechanated revolution. The word brave used to mean savage, crooked, wicked, depraved. The brave new world wasn't a compliment, it was a warning. That was before the raping and pillaging of Native Americans became regarded as a heroic accomplishment. I mean, what if ugly really meant beautiful? I looked it up. The word ugly is older than pretty. Gorgeous, is it fair? Yes. Take a moment, admire the double entendre I just used. I call it subterfuge. Not what I'm doing, but what they're doing to us. The word is older than appealing, alluring, attractive, sexy. They say it used to mean hateful, dreadful, fearful, awe. Sounds to me like somebody was pissed off that no one wanted to conform to their narrow-minded perceptions of appearance. We're not talking about goblins and demons. We're talking about self-determination, self-assurance, and self-confidence. So why don't we all want to be ugly? What a dastardly trick. They know that we are afraid of homonyms, homophones, you know, words that are spelled the same, sound the same, but have different meanings. Bank, slip, chase, sink, ugly, pugs, ugly, kneel long, ugly. I'm just saying, enthusiasm used to mean possessed by God. Now it means possessed by the demons of materialism and commodity. Can't you see how the wolves of Wall Street tried to put a Red Riding Hood on Obama and turn Mao into Rumpelstiltskin, trying to take your first piece of American pie for spinning working class idealism into self-determination? First King James and now this, and they got us using statements like diamond in the rough, like the coal around that diamond ain't black. But when I mention fool's gold, don't nobody want to talk about that and these fairy tales. The ugly duckling who turns into a swan? Hold up, Mr. Hans Christian Andersen. Who told the swan it was an ugly duckling in the first place? So a long neck, short legs, and broad bill is beautiful on a swan, but on any one of us, it sure wouldn't be Halle Berry or Matthew McConaughey. Seems that our fairy godmother has turned the oppression of patriarchy and heterosexism into couture clothing and telephoto lenses. Beauty and the Beast? just a pale illusion who fell for a dude who looks like Zach Galifianakis. The Little Mermaid, just a pale illusion with bad decision-making skills who fell for a dude who can't sell a boat. Where do we learn these things? I'm supposed to trust two brothers named Grimm. Their names are Grimm, but they write fairy tales. You can't tell me the ugly don't mean beautiful. Sleeping Beauty was a narcoleptic. Snow White had snow white skin, red lips, and dark hair. That's a character on Twilight. Propaganda and marketing has always been a tool of political engagement, McCarthyism. Deception has been used by authoritarian leaders since the beginning of time. Roswell is Will. There were no WMDs, and we're still trying to figure out what did they do to us at Tuskegee. You can follow along with the fallacy, but not me. I will no longer conform to the standards created by these charlatans. So if you believe, then say it with me. U-G-L-Y. I ain't got no alibi. I'm ugly.
We were born in 73, fraternal twins creatively. Disconnected by others' opinion, even though our styles vary, we both knew our worth to grace her beauty. We had to be in tune, not in a tomb, for within, not saying she never sinned, she was very much human. They claimed she was a goddess because of her deep sixth sense. Truth was told every time she had commenced. Joan of Arc and Harriet Tubman, a leader and a warrior. I was hardly a mention, wasn't sad. I accept being the underdog and underrated. I was okay as long as my sister made it. Lived the dreams through her heartbeats. Every time they tried to lock her up, she manifested heat. Her bars melted, making sure all her listeners felt it. She became very hip, then other tries to emulate her, to hop on her bandwagon. She didn't care, she was loving and forgiving. Allowed sacrifices even if it cost her her ultimate vision. I admit, I should have reached out to her more. One time I never forget, she gave me some sound advice. I didn't like it. Said some coarse words as we got into our fight. She changed her numerical code. I stayed pushing my gospel, claiming she sold her soul. Out of line as I reacted so hostile, I never appreciated her words while she was here. She was like me. She was pure poetry. She wanted to feel her people pain when I wanted just my world to change. I needed my lyrics, melodically, sonically, as speech. She wanted her words to ride on rugged beats. She wanted the fame, but infamy too. Those dualities I couldn't do. I mounted up with wings and flew. When I was down under fighting the Phoenix, she was in Brooklyn and Bronx, living it up until she popped out and crossed that bridge, intravenously in everyone's bloodstream. I should have been proud that she's gone now. Presently, crossroads are reaching new thresholds by my nephews and nieces. Parade around their songs about drugs and Jesus pieces. Trip hop the trap hop, need expensive cars and added celebrity drops. They were not even close to her psyche. No boom bap, just like Mikey. Wanted to eat everything in life, Sally, but it's not that easy. As eating cereal must include wisdom, I told them, to become imperial. Not gaining any knowledge of the mind. Music where lyrics are hard to find. They have some ways like my sis. As they use genres of music to be infused, still can't get this tainted verbiage a lift. They were blessed by certain great genetics, but rely on sinful vibrations and vocal cybernetics, auto-tuned with no purity of the voice anymore. Become a real harlots for the monetary system. I yet again might lose my next family generation as I pray and tarry for my people to change, not to sell their moral values for this chump change to gain. She's gone, she's gone, and she's gone.
She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home. She's gone, she's gone, she's gone, she's gone, oh, she's gone. Lead a life so she'll find her way back home.
Right here, y'all. Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days. Yeah, I'm just another overrated quote and underrated MC. Which one is true? Which one is false? Both fit with MV. Philosophical thoughts are too deep for a shallow mind. But they'll still catch it. Cause faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. See, this is deeper like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper. I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy. Reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone.
another look great. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page, what can I say? Look for the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the tail because I ain't safe. The mechs, you flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical pecs, you wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
What God has for me, it is for me. Oh, what God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. And I know without a doubt that He will bring me out. 'Cause what God has for me, what God has for me, yeah, what God has for me, it is for me. Oh, 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 it is for me. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Sometimes you have to speak victory during the test. And no matter how you feel, speak the word and you will be healed. Speak of yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa. Sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. Depression is all around. Oh, but God is present help. When the enemy created world, but remember giants, they do fall. Speak up yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, He knows. Now I know, and you know. We all know that He knows.
Let's talk about life, life. Talk about goals. Goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? Cause he knows, he knows. Yeah, when you're trying to help the people, he knows. When you're doing your own thing, he knows. Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead, do it then. Hold up. Who am I to try to teach a lesson to a group too familiar with the meaning of a blessing? Yeah. But you must understand, we all working for the same man, but we going by a different plan. Young preachers, I take the PR and add a T to make teachers. But I shouldn't know, nah. To take my Bible out and show it off for a show, but I wouldn't because
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, the deep down inside, we must all shine. Yeah, it's a small light and it's gonna be hard to find, but it ain't supposed to be easy, it's gonna be hard or so. But if you find a spark, soulfully beautiful. Sad to say I had to say if, cause some people never get a peek at the light, let alone the whiff. Time is short, TikTok and two, you didn't find your spark, you're not alone, cause somebody else is watching.
Let's
you.
Let's talk about life, life. Talk about goals. Goals, talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak ghosts. Why? Cause he knows, he knows.
Yeah, when you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows. He knows. He knows. I know he knows.
Hey, I see you over there, I know what you're doing. And you eating forbidden fruit, I know what you're chewing. Now think about if every sin had a consequence. Consciously it does, but to us it's just nonsense. I sit back and watch my cousin grow up. Yeah, she's older than me a few years, so what? It's your boyfriend, baby daddy, turn husband. They grows, you're not alone, cause
he knows, I know, he knows.
Yeah, see what you're going through, who we going to? But here, make your vision clear to see through a thunderstorm. Who? Is your question, but it really should be, what is next? But you know, and he knows, so you don't have to check. Pretend for a firm or confirmation. Just follow your heart, there'll be no complication. For any other situation, you're being missed. Trust me, you're not alone, cause somebody else is seeing
this. Let's talk about life, life. Talk about goals. Goals. Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah. When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up.
What's the resolution? It's not a solution, but they don't know that to the mind it's an execution. A few nice thoughts trying to cover fear. You should know where resolution limits you to a year. See, Martin had a dream, took more than a year. The first black president was more than a year. Ronnie for the sheriff, hopefully more than a year. Us to be treated equally is more than I fear. But I'm here, and that's all that really matters. Get to see another day, another step up the ladder. I help so many people out, no credit, but I know that he knows.
He knows, I know, he knows.
Listen, that I lust over various emotions. Emotion still runs through my thoughts when it's open. I'm at a loss, but I'm basically hoping that this young man can get his righteous promotion. So I can then carry out your plan that you designed for me to only understand. So I can spread the words that you wrote. And if I hear the words again, I know that you know. Let's talk about life,
life.
Talk about goals.
Goals.
Talk about love and the fact that he rose. Talk about the fact that I don't have to speak those. Why? Cause he knows. He knows.
Yeah.
When you're trying to help the people,
he knows.
When you're doing your own thing,
he knows.
Your true strength, that you can go through with it, he already know. So go ahead and do it then.
Hold up. He knows. He knows.
Dr. Valentino to the OR, please. Dr. Valentino to the OR, please.
All nurses to the nurses' station.
Code blue.
I remember sitting there, tears cascading down my face, piercing my skin. slowly dying within. Hearing those words, trying to come to terms with the news, it was evident and destined to take place, just not now, not right now, Lord. Silently screaming, trembling to the sound, echoing. Drumming a sad song before a live audience, just as I entered the room. Iridescent indigo lights flashing, ripping my heart to shreds. How could this be? In a blink of an eye, a soldier, my spiritual soldier, lost the battle, which proceeded in death. The death of a falling angel. I admired the fight in her. Never proclaimed perfection. Acknowledged her flaws. Wrote them off as pure blemishes. Groomed me to love God before man. By no means utilize intimidation. When they put their pants on the same as you. Color has no significance. Remember who you are. And where you came from. You are not a product of your environment. If they talked about Jesus, baby, they're gonna talk about you. Change comes from within. Pray and let your prayers have wings. Commit to praise. Stand tall. Humble thyself. And embrace your gifts, baby. Arrogance only profits in death of one's character. As I sat there, drifting, abandoned by Gibraltar, reminiscing on how she prepared me for days to come, knowing that one day, her day on earth will come to an end. Tears cascading down my face. Piercing my skin, slowly dying within. Hearing those words,
everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed the pieces that you heard in the last round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys have a wonderful night. Let's do this again every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Mark it in your calendars. We do this every Tuesday night on the Blog Talk Radio. You can actually go to www.blogtalkradio.com/lyrical cypher. You can also call in to 323-642-1532. Big shout out to everybody who took time out to listen on the Tuesday night. I hope if you had a frown on your face, you turn that frown into a smile. And everybody be blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, keep evolving, keep dreaming, keep growing. Stay open. And you guys be blessed.